Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood positivity guru. Welcome back to Positive Mindset Minutes. You know, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, up one minute, down the next. But what if I told you that having a positive mindset can be like adding an extra seatbelt on that ride? It might not stop the ups and downs, but it definitely makes the journey smoother, more enjoyable, and dare I say, even fun. Today, we're diving deep into the awesome power of positive thinking. Now, I'm not talking about putting on rose-colored glasses and pretending everything's perfect. We're all human, life happens, bad days are real. But what if we focused on seeing those little silver linings, even in the toughest situations? Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut? You know that feeling when every day seems to blend into the next, and motivation feels like it's taking an extended vacation? Well, guess what? Positive thinking can be your personal escape route. It's about shifting your perspective, choosing to see opportunities instead of obstacles, and focusing on solutions rather than problems. Think of it like this. Your thoughts are like seeds. You plant a negative thought, fear, worry, doubt, and that's what grows. But when you plant a positive seed, hope, gratitude, belief, that's where the magic happens. Positive thinking doesn't mean ignoring reality. It means choosing how you respond to it. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to get you started. First, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but when we shift our focus to what we already have, good health, loving relationships, even a sunny day, it changes everything. Every morning, take a few moments to list 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything, big or small. Feeling those warm fuzzy feelings of appreciation can set the tone for an awesome day. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. You know that inner critic? The one who whispers doubts and says, "You can't do it." Time to give them a talking to. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions, not facts. Third, surround yourself with positivity. It's like the saying goes, you are the company you keep. So, choose to spend time with people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you smile. Read books, listen to music, or watch movies that bring joy and inspiration into your life. Positivity is contagious, so soak it up. Fourth, set realistic goals. Don't set yourself up for failure by aiming too high and then feeling discouraged when things don't go perfectly. Start with small, achievable goals, and celebrate every win along the way. It builds momentum and keeps you motivated. Think of it like climbing a mountain. Take it one step at a time. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this is huge. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. We all make mistakes, we have bad days. That's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Think about a time when you were facing a challenge, maybe a big presentation at work, an important exam, or even just a tough conversation with someone. How did your mindset affect the outcome? Did you feel anxious and overwhelmed, or did you approach it with a sense of calm confidence? You see, positive thinking isn't just about feeling good, it's about creating a mental framework that empowers us to overcome obstacles and achieve our goals. It's like having a superpower. Now, let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was facing a major career change, leaving her secure job to pursue her dream of opening her own bakery. Naturally, she had moments of doubt and fear, but she made a conscious decision to focus on the positive. She visualized herself running a successful business, surrounded by happy customers enjoying her delicious creations. She researched and planned meticulously, took courses to hone her skills, and even started baking for friends and family to get feedback. Sarah's positive mindset didn't erase her anxieties, but it helped her navigate those feelings and take action towards her goal. And guess what? Her bakery is now thriving. It's a testament to the power of believing in yourself and embracing a positive outlook. Remember, folks, your thoughts shape your reality. So choose to think positively, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and never stop believing in your incredible potential. Positive thinking isn't just a nice to have, it's a game changer. I want you to take one small step today, pick one of these 5 takeaways and put it into practice. Maybe write down 3 things you're grateful for, or challenge that negative thought that pops up in your head. And don't forget to share your wins with me on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.